talked to you in a, it's been a while now.
You know, Mitch, oh, we're fine. We're just headed to our favorite store, Aldi's, of course. And Mom, we got to go to Walmart or not? Well, she don't know either. I guess we'll just play it by ear. How's your day going, buddy?
Too bad, other than I forgot my lunchbox when I changed the vehicle, so now I'm going to have to figure out some way to get me something to eat today.
Let's trade him a crescent wrench or something at Taco Bell.
I'll figure out something, but it's just one of those things. Just, I guess I wasn't quite awake this morning when I made the switch.
Heck, to have to work for a living, ain't it?
Says it is, but in all honesty, I really don't mind it. I don't think I'd do well sitting around with nothing to do or anything like that. I've got to have something.
Yeah, that's just a favorite saying of mine. I always tell my neighbor that. I didn't say heck, but I said, it's heck to have to work for a living. He always said, yes, it is, Tom. I did it for 50 years, and I enjoyed it for the most part, and especially my first job. But you get used to doing less as you get older, and hopefully you don't have to. And you do a good job, Patrick. You're out there making a living. At least you're working, and like some I know.
I can't do that. Like I said, after about a day to 2 days sitting around the house doing nothing, I'm at my wit's end, and my wife is ready to get rid of me.
Yeah, well, that happens. That's just being married. Well, and I got 36 degrees here, and I guess it's supposed to get up around 60. So you ought to have a decent day out there to work. And heck, you can drop in one of the fast food places, eat some of that stuff. With Bernice is our chef, we just don't go out too much anymore. And what with this stupid disease going around, the plague, it's probably for the betterment. But we have been out a few times, like to the Little Rebel and whatnot. But overall, we keep hunkered down. Well, the daughter and granddaughter landed in Amsterdam this morning, and now they should be in the air headed for Frankfurt, Germany.
Are they going over there for vacation or work?
Abigail, the granddaughter, is with Shelley, our daughter, and she's doing German as a minor, although she speaks it fairly fluently. So she talked to her German teacher, and he would excuse her to go on something like that, and then she'll zoom back in, and I'm sure the rest of the students will enjoy that. They used to go over there every other year, but Abby's in college now up at Ohio State. And so she flew into Detroit and met Shelley, and then they flew nonstop last night to Amsterdam. Landed over there at 8-something this morning. And then they fly to Frankfurt. They was going to take a train, but I think now they're renting a car in Frankfurt, and then they're going to Vienna. And they'll visit some of our very, very, Bernice's kinfolk live in Austria. And some in Germany or not, or just Austria? I'm not sure. But anyways, they're going to go visiting them up in the Alps. And so it's a vacation. Shelley is a music teacher. And so it's a big break for her because this... like I said, the plague is really done wonders for our kids and housed them up and that. And as a teacher, she needed a break too, but she'll be teaching from over there some via the internet. Ain't that something?
Something, I mean, that's pretty impressive that we can do that nowadays, if you really think about it. You can have a teacher that far away and still teach a classroom full of kids. Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Shelley's extremely fluent in German. Abby is almost as good, but Shelley used to take her over there every other year just to immerse her in the culture of the country, I guess you'd say. You want to sound highfalutin, but she's not highfalutin by any means. She's just as common as I am. But her husband's now, with the automotive industry being down, he's working back and forth between Detroit and Kansas City. So he's probably in Kansas City anyways.
They're doing a lot of traveling, and it's good that they're getting back to what they consider a normal life for them. It's good to hear. I'm excited to hear that.
Still concerning for us as parents, but they're plenty much adults now. Shelly's, what, 51, Bernice? So somewhere in that area. And Abby's, getting up there towards 20, I guess. She'll be 19 in April. And she's been around the world enough she can get around. So we feel fairly safe. And when you speak the language over there and that, nobody even knows you're an American. So that makes you even safer, hopefully. You never know what everything is going on nowadays, but they were pretty elated. And I noticed last night I was tracking the flight on FlightAware. They were at 41,000 feet at times, 40,000 most of the time, at 649 miles an hour. So they had a heck of a jet stream tailwind.
That's another one that's impressive, is that we can move that fast. Considering, 100 years ago, we were still riding the horse and buggy, KO4HKX.
Yeah, ain't it? Yeah, that's tooting right along. Our nephew, he flies the 787. I haven't heard from him in a while. I'm going to have to chew him out on a text message. He flies internationally all the time, and I'll say girlfriend, might as well be his wife. She lives in Germany, and she's a flight attendant, so they go over there and spend time every now and then. And she owns some kind of a horse farm down in Texas. So even though he lives in Colorado, around Denver area there, he spends most of his time flying out of Dallas nonstop to Taiwan, China, South Korea, and all that. So he's a busy guy, I guess. Well, how many stops you gonna make today? You gonna be real busy today?
Actually, Tom, I'm gonna be pretty busy, and I got a phone call coming in, so I'm gonna have to say 73s. Good to talk to you and Miss Bernice again today. Glad y'all are doing okay. So I'm gonna say 73s for now. KO4HKX. I'll be clear.
Well, have a good, safe, profitable day, Patrick. 73s. KO4HKX and 0TR clear. We're about to Aldi's.